Hi, that's right. It's the good stuff, and it's 2026. It slipped right in on us. We have a lot to talk about, but I got to throw out a New Year's joke.
Okay.
What do farmers give their wives at midnight on New Year's Eve?
A last-minute New Year's Eve gift.
Kind of. Hugs and kisses.
Hogs and kisses?
Yeah. Oh. An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in, and a pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Okay, let's talk a little business here. Ranchers are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling. They read Tri-State Livestock News. Oh, we know it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gear. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
This holiday season, everyone at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, Rick and Lynn and the whole staff, wish everyone a very happy new year and just the best to everybody in 2026. So a happy holiday season from Lynn and Rick and staff.
And the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame wants to send out good wishes for 2026 as well. They want you to enjoy the warmth of the season, the promise of the new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. It's North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
What are you going to share for the good stuff today, Kim?
The tradition of checking in with friends, sending wishes for the new year, and leaving a piece of inspiration from a known legend or an icon has been a duty to which Dean Sorensen out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, continues to look forward to. Several years ago, not quite sure how many, he distributed this. I first heard this story in the early 1960s when Jerry Simmons spoke to a group of folks in Pierre. I was just starting a new role in my first general management of a small local daytime radio station. Jerry later became a valued, loved business partner of mine for the first 15 years of Sorensen Broadcasting. Earlier this week, enjoying my daily reading while walking the treadmill, I found this same story, this time quoted by Dr. Stephen Covey of course, highly successful 7 Habits of Highly Effective People fame. I said to myself, that's going to be the New Year's inspiration I share with my friends. May it inspire you as it has me as you plan for a healthy, prosperous 2026. Sharpen the saw is what it's called. A man was walking in the woods when he came upon a man working feverishly to saw down a tree, and he asked, "What are you doing?" "Can't you see I'm sawing down this tree?" the man replied. "You look exhausted. How long have you been at it?" "Over 5 hours and I'm hot. This is hard work." "Why don't you take a break and sharpen the saw? I'm sure it would go a lot faster." "I don't have time to sharpen the saw. I'm too busy sawing." Sharpen the saw is about the importance of setting time aside for personal renewal. It's preserving and enhancing your most valuable asset, you. Happy New Year. Again, Dean Sorensen shared that. I'm not exactly sure. I think maybe around 2015 was when he shared that, and I'm resharing it with you.
I just received that words of wisdom from Dean Sorensen the other day, so he's still doing that.
He is? Well, yep. We'll have to share that as well.
This is just called Only in America. Only in America can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance. Only in America are there handicapped parking places in front of a skating rink. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions. I'm not sure that's only in America, but only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke. Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pins to the counter.
Isn't that funny?
Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put useless junk in the garage. Only in America do we use answering machines to screen calls and then have call waiting so we won't miss a call from someone we didn't want to talk to in the first place. Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8.
An all-time mystery.
Yes.
Good marketing, I think, by the packagers.
Only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com and check things out, like Bull Bash coming up on February the 14th. Check it all out, visitvalentine.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.